Audio presents the unabridged recording of Unthinkable by Clyde Phillips, performed by Angela Daw. Chapter 1. The wind gathered in the North Hills, the California oaks bowing like geishas. Moving in fathomless gusts, it squalled across San Francisco Bay, whitecaps bursting in silver foam explosions. The suspension cables of the Golden Gate Bridge quavered like the strings of God's own harp. Drivers of the huge semis pressing north over the bridge struggled to steady their rigs, their wipers chattering against their windshields. The masts of the sailboats at mooring in the marina tilted and dipped in unison, like a drunken marching band. And still the wind pushed on, hour after hour, howling up the impossible inclines of San Francisco's storied streets. People coming out of their houses and office buildings were forced back a sudden step or two before they realized that the morning's windstorm was still ripping up the mountain-steep canyons this late in the day. Bent at the waist, shoulders hunched, they trudged uphill like beasts of burden. Terence Unger hated San Francisco. Sure, it was beautiful, breathtaking even. Sure, it was the ideal city in which to meet the ideal man. And sure, he'd done just that a little over a year ago now. He always said that San Francisco would be paradise. Better than that, paradise with great Chinese food. If it weren't for this damn wind. Terence Unger cursed it for churning up the dust from the endless construction on virtually every street in his neighborhood. And he cursed it for igniting his smoldering allergies. But mostly he cursed it for what it did to his hair, what little of it he had left. He'd wash his hair every morning with a special shampoo he got from his stylist for $22 a bottle. Then he'd blow-dry it, coaxing every remaining wisp to perform scalp-covering miracles. After that, he'd spray it to within an inch of its life, $12 a can, and walk the 3 blocks to his office at UBS. 2 seconds out the door of the condo he shared with Charlie C., his new life partner, his hair would be all blown to shit. Every goddamn day. He leaned forward and tucked his head away from the wind. Then, everyone around him bending like mimes, he climbed Carmody Avenue, one of the city's most precipitous.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?